No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson will be here for a long time next Wednesday. And that's just your time for the Breakers to have a one-on-one with him. So that's going to be a fun event. Get a chance to tell him. I might be a little bit hesitant, Jake. Do I reach out? Do I go find him at the stadium at his booth? You know, I don't know. That's a lot going on. This will be a very casual chance. It's a chance to introduce yourself to Carson.
Casual.
And get a chance to be able to talk to him just a little bit. Yes.
I can't wait to see Carson. He'll be in good spirits with Thanksgiving coming up after
He'll
that.
He'll probably be just in a tight T-shirt. Probably because of his fitness level.
His fitness level.
Showing off. Yes, exactly.
But
yes.
In a very kind way.
Thank excited you. For him.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy's out and about today, buzzing around, trying to get a lot of things done before Thanksgiving. And obviously, he'll be here for Thanksgiving Eve. Him and Duke will be up there. They'll have a booth together. So Duke will be here. And hopefully Danny Nee, too. People have asked for Danny Nee to be here, so we've put a request out to see if he's going to be here. So it might be Randy, Duke, and Danny Nee in a booth.
The same booth.
So we're going to see if that gets that worked out. That would be an incredible, incredible time for us. Can I also comment on something, Jake?
Please do, Bill.
I had to go to... I worked my way to the front of the line just to ask questions on what's going on, because there are people everywhere here. And so this is like the state... And it's music.
It's all state choir,
all state band. So they have all the participant students and also all the educators. So all the band and choir and any teachers from the entire state are here. And I'm telling you, they're so I go, well, people are going every direction. They said they're set up all around town.
I can tell.
And then there are people going every direction. It is complete mayhem down here.
It is.
And that's where we saw the guy with the cello yesterday.
That's
now
right.
It makes sense.
From the Hampton Inn.
From the Hampton Inn. So people are coming out of the Hampton. They're coming from the Cornhusker. They're coming from the embassy over here. They're coming from down here from Holiday Inn. So there's thousands of students, and the place is alive.
For a moment, it looked like it was a home game day. There's so many people on the
streets. I mean, it's like
packed.
A home game day.
People are making their way to tailgates, but they're doing important stuff.
You know what I wish would happen? Wish like one of the way they call them, like a flash mob would break out, and all of a sudden singing would just break out.
Right here.
It'd be sweet. All of a sudden just a choir
we
breaks
put
in.
Put them on the
just
screen.
Breaks into song That would be incredible. If someone's listening, I think, get a hold of somebody.
I haven't seen a flash mob forever.
No, it's my sister's dream. Tamara's dream is to be in a flash mob, to do that.
She wants to be like the one singing, like involved, not the one surprised by it.
She wants to be in it. She wants to organize it and all of a sudden be in it. There's one on Modern Family. They do one, and it's incredible.
It is epic.
It's a funny one, too. So good seeing you. I get a chance to Google that. But my sister would love to. If someone is thinking about organizing a flash mob, reach out to Tamara because she'd like to be part of it.
Well,
yeah, big deal. Are we doing Bill Shrills?
We're doing it right now. You ready for that?
Yes, do it.
Hang on.
Jake, you got to do it, too.
Surprise.
It was the monster mash.
The way he does it.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash.
The way you do it, I don't know what you're doing with your face.
My mouth looks different than Sip.
It's like a British version.
I know.
It's the British version of monster mash. And Jake had to look up the words because Jake doesn't know the words to monster mash.
I'd rather do that than mumble the wrong
words again. There's some games like that. There's epic games. We got some good stuff here. So we got today, Marty Party tonight, Florida State at NC State. There's still a lot of scuttlebutt with both of those. It's there's so many of the things going on in the coaching world. There's still an underlying of commentary on this Florida State maybe back. Is NC State. Dave Dorn has been mentioned. I'm not trying to jump on the bandwagon of things that's going on, but that has been talked about. Then we have our team playing tonight, and it's going to be epic. Hawaii at UNLV.
I love Hawaii.
So it's like 2-7-2 teams. I mean, they've both got unbelievable rankings. They're up there 6-3, 7-2. So you have an epic game night. Starts at 9:30. Hawaii.
What can you watch?
UNLV.
Is that on TV?
It is on TV, Jake. It's a very good one. And I think Saturday's matchups are
FS1, by the way.
FS1. Yep. I think Saturday's matchups are epic. Minnesota Northwestern. Can't get enough of it. Can't wait to see what happens. Who wins that game? Jake, take a pick. Who do you think?
Is it at Northwestern?
It's at Northwestern. I think it's on the lake.
I'm taking Northwestern because they know that it gets them to a bowl game. It means more to them. Give me the Wildcats.
Give me the Wildcats. I like that. Kansas at Iowa State. Two teams just kind of not even being discussed, not even being talked about. I love both these, both head coaches. I'm a fan of both of them. So I want to see what happens here. This game is extremely interesting. Baylor at Arizona. Arizona, all of a sudden, playing really good football. Went to Cincy and beat Cincy last week. That was a big deal. They're playing good football. They're on a little bit of a roll. This is interesting. Baylor's, if you noticed last night, I'm going to take a leave. No, he got fired.
He's gone.
And he didn't leave on his own. He went from being the AD at Baylor and the chairman of the playoff committee, and a couple days later, he's gone. And you'll never hear from him again.
He was on ESPN 2 weeks ago talking about the
playoffs,
the bracket.
Macro.
Now he's just gone.
He's gone. He did something unsavory.
Yep.
Yes. Bad. And so it's over. And you'll never hear from him again. He won't be like, well, you know, he's the AD now at TCU. Nope. That's not the deal. And then the one we can't get enough of, UConn. UConn at FAU. Jim Mora. Does he keep winning? Oh, I just love this story that UConn's getting done. Kentucky at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has went, no one's talking about them. They're right there. What's going to happen to Vandy if they go 10-2? Do they get in? Do they don't
they
get
have
in?
A great chance.
The Kentucky, they've got to win. It's not a huge, it doesn't bolster their resume a lot because Kentucky's not been great, but they have to have a win. Who doesn't want to get some Michigan State, Iowa? Who doesn't want to get some Michigan State, Iowa? I think Michigan State kind of geared up for that Penn State game. I think this is going to be Iowa by big. I think Iowa will just crush them. I think Michigan State's tapped out.
It's at Iowa, Bill?
Okay. I think it's going to be one of those games where Iowa will score on special teams, defense, and offense. They'll be all three phases. I can't get enough of Duke, North Carolina. We talked about it. What's going on at North Carolina is incredible with the head coach and Duke in North Carolina. Duke was last week was playing to still get into the playoffs. Have a chance at the playoffs, and now they're just now. It's like, well, not really that.
Make
now
a
you're
bowl game
now you're 5-5.
We're having a bowl game.
Having a bowl game. It says, hey, we can still go to the playoffs. We might not even go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
So what goes on at that? Also, what will the crowd be like? Duke North Carolina football. I don't see much. I don't see it being much of a crowd because I think UNC is completely checked out on Belichick.
Are they 4-6?
They're 4-6.
Yeah, they got to win.
They got to win out. K-State at Utah. Love to see it. K-State went down to Oklahoma State, and I think they won 14-7.
You're right.
I think it's 14-7. I mean, scored 14 against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State
atrocious.
Right now. Oklahoma State's usually giving up 14. You know, they're giving up usually 21 in the first quarter.
Yeah, they have been.
Yeah, and they hung in there for it and made it a game. Michigan, Maryland. Want to see it. Want to see what happens.
Locks is back.
I love this one. James Franklin went the job. I do not. Okay, Locks, you're okay. You're good.
Bring him back.
Get Locks.
This guy ain't nobody.
Someone yell at Locks. He turned it down. Get him back in here. Illinois at Wisconsin. Can't get enough of it. I want to see what happens with this.
Going to watch that game?
Because here's the thing. What if Wisconsin wins and they have two wins over ranked teams? What if Wisconsin wins and they get two wins over ranked teams?
The team that almost didn't score for three straight weeks.
They scored one touchdown in the fourth. They went 13, was it? Whatever it was, not 13, 11 quarters without scoring.
Yep.
11 quarters without scoring a point. And they could maybe potentially win.
A field goal or like a safety, nothing at all.
Cal Stanford. The band's on the field. The band's on the field. The game. It was called The Game. That was the game. That was when the band was on the field. Yeah. That was the 80s, and that happened. Yes. And so Cal Stanford. I'm going to say you're looking, even though it's Cal Stanford, and that is a epic Pac-12, old Pac-12 rivalry, still thinking you're looking at a right around 1,400 to 1,500 fans. No one at
Not
the game.
Not even 2,000.
Not even 2,000. No. BYU at Cincy. Cincy has to rally. BYU's got to win out to get to the championship game of the Big 12, and Cincy still has a shot also to be in that spot. But they've got to win. Because if they beat BYU, they still have two losses in conference play. But they got the tiebreaker then over BYU.
BYU 2.5-point favorite in that game.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Cincy's got to win that game. Washington at UCLA can't get enough of it. I want to see what it looks like. Is UCLA just? I mean, remember the storyline? UCLA, this is unbelievable. Now it's not even talked about. It's like, oh, man, are they bad? And they were bad. And you have to go back and think, it's like, well, they beat that unbelievable Penn State team. Yeah, not really. Then who'd they beat?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Michigan State, and then they were tied with Maryland to the very end, and so it's like, okay,
it's
maybe
like,
not
it's
so
like
much.
They drank a Red Bull, got the initial jolt, and then now it's
all
worn off.
It just doesn't hold. Now it's right back to, well, why'd you guys lose before? We weren't very good. That's what it was. That's why New Mexico rushed for 300 yards against them.
We had our three games of Red Bull jolt, then it's all gone.
And I want to get some of that Utah State Fresno 9:30 late. Can't get enough of that game. There are some monster mashups that are just fun to watch. The reason you have of like why are there so many non games? This is the generally this is the SEC week of no games.
Yeah,
so they have all those games, which people are losing their mind. How is Mercer playing in SEC? How are all these teams playing this? Well, this is all gone because they're going to 9+1 next year. So 9 means 9 conference plus 1 non-conference. So this is now not happening anymore. And like I said, it's we're right at the end of the season. This is the highest point, and you have all those non-games in the SEC, but that's over. That's not going to happen anymore.
You know, I think of all the games you mentioned, Bill, the one I'm most pumped for is tonight, Hawaii UNLV. I mean,
can't wait to see it.
Hawaii is 7-3, UNLV is 8-2. This is a 9:30 kick on FS1. You'll be up till past midnight watching football.
How much?
And a good game.
I'm going to tell you right now, if myself, Jake Sorensen, who else we want to have there? Seth, Durant from the Bottoms, maybe.
I could bring him all over.
Steve, and then Joe.
Joe Perez.
And we're all out in Vegas for the weekend. And tonight's like, Shay, should we just walk over and catch that UNLV game?
It'd be
insane.
You don't think
imagine
you just
sitting
do
there.
It.
Imagine the seats we would have at the 50-yard line. What's it cost? What's StubHub saying?
I'm looking right now. Right now.
Imagine getting unbelievable seats. We're sitting there watching UNLV Hawaii. And I'd try to find a Hawaii sweatshirt, a hoodie. I'd want to wear a rainbow hoodie.
Yeah, I'd be wearing Hawaii.
I'd be Hawaii.
I'm seeing $49 is the cheapest ticket right now, which is fine.
I bet you could get in better than that.
That's per a Vivid Seats.
Yeah, I've got a hard time thinking there's going to be thousands of empty seats. I bet you can get in better than that.
I would gladly
But
also,
that's not that crazy expensive either, $50 for a ticket.
For
that game, it'd be awesome.
I would gladly build Don a Hawaii Warriors sweatshirt or some sort of attire. They deserve it. They're 7-3. Timmy Chang getting it done.
Chang.
I love it.
Yeah.
That is once again the Monster Mash. To my surprise,
he did the Monster Mash.
The British Monster Mash.
It was the graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster.
We gotta see if we get Lee Sterling to do it.
he probably would.
Lee, would you do
Lee
Monster
is
Mash?
An entertainer.
Would you do Monster Mash with us? We should have brought Rudy in. Should have had Rudy come in on his birthday and do it for Sip. That'd have been good. Rudy, would you know the words to Monster Mash? He knows it.
He knows that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, he does.
Well,
yes.
We still have a surprise for Rudy in the 8 o'clock hour that he also has made it for himself. So it's kind of a surprise for the Breakers.
Yes.
So, before we get to the game show, I saw this. Bill, this goes back to yesterday, real quick. We brought up tetherball yesterday with Chin Danny, right?
Yeah. What's that?
You brought up
tetherball. Yes.
This is Brian. He says, our grade school in Kansas had a waiting line for both four square and tetherball at recess.
That's incredible.
Back in the day.
I'll say this. I would play it today. If there was a four square league, I would play four square right now.
That'd be fun.
I would love four square. That game was epic. Be part of that. I'd love to be a part of that. That was, and I watched it twice more. I watched the end scene of that you sent us of Napoleon Dynamite. It was one of the best scenes. They're playing tetherball, and when he's just whipping the ball, the tetherball.
And he goes like this.
Yes,
at the end.
There's been a question. Keith Mann has brought the question up. Will there be a tetherball setup anywhere? For here, and maybe right out front.
Probably make that happen.
Is there anyone that has a portable tetherball that in the concrete of wheel?
I know that my neighbor could bring his down. The one that never plays tetherball in his house. So
can we set that up on? Would the city of Lincoln be upset if we set up outside here for maybe a little bit of tetherball?
Just for three hours.
We're not trying to cause a big problem here. But it'd be nice.
You could strap it to that the light pole right there.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice.
Do that if we wanted
tetherball, our own tetherball. Thank you.
Also, Grant says he's made it big time if he's getting invited to Vegas with us. He says that on the text line. Of course.
Will he be there on Wednesday?
Oh, okay. Yes. Grant/Durant will be in the building.
Who's he bringing with him?
Maybe Duke. Might bring his son.
This is important. You bring a breaker also. This is Build a Breaker Wednesday also.
Next week.
Build a Breaker Wednesday, yes.
Okay, it is time to play the game show. Sip is gone.
I didn't even think about this.
It's called Good Luck Bill. Now, there's good news and bad news for you, Bill. Bad news is it is not Seinfeld 6.0 trivia today. The good news is it's 90s sitcoms trivia today for you. You loved a lot.
Do I have to name the sitcom or a character in the sitcom?
You'll name the sitcom.
Okay, not good.
I think you'll
I'll be able to just describe the sitcom, but I won't be able to say the name of it.
If you think, Breakers, you know 90s sitcoms. It is not Shut Up Simple. It's Good Luck Bill today. Call us right now.
We're 0-4.
464-5685. Good Luck Bill starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
As Bill said, it is 0-4, the record this week.
I don't know if have we ever been 0-5.
Not you guys together.
I don't know how many 0-4 we've had. I mean,
now, it's usually 3-2, 2-3, yeah, we're like, 4-1.
Yeah, we've had some. We've won five. You know, we've never been this bad.
Okay,
and we've kind of been in every one of them. Yeah, though. Absolutely. We've been there to the end.
Yeah, this has not been blowout city this week. No. It's been close losses. We've got Gonzo. How do you feel about 90s Gonzo. Sitcoms today, Gonzo?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, well, Gonzo, where are you? How old are you?
I am your age, 57.
Nice. All right. Nice. Gonzo, where are you from, Gonzo? Are you from Lincoln? Are you from Kearney? Where are you from?
Well, I live in Northwest Kansas, okay. But I'm originally from South Omaha.
Omaha. Have you ever been to Dinkers?
I used to live in the house next door to Dinkers.
Oh my God.
I would say yes then.
That's it. You can touch Dinkers. Oh man, what a burger they have there. Isn't it incredible?
It is, yeah. Did you know that Dinker had his own midget football team?
I did not know that. I did not know that. Steve Sipple would like to know that.
He would love to know that.
Oh, God. I was MVP in 1980.
Wow. You were the MVP.
All right.
What was the name of your team?
The Little Dinks.
The Little
Eagles.
Dinks.
Little Dinks
Eagles.
Okay.
Wow, okay. I like this.
All right.
Thank you.
No lifeline. It's just mano a mano here.
Here we
First question goes
Let's
to you,
dance.
Gonzo. What 90s sitcom features a man moving back to his hometown of Seattle where he lives with his father and works as a radio psychiatrist? You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That was the guy from Cheers.
I know it, just so
Frasier,
you know.
Frasier.
Ah!
Brilliant!
Frasier's the only one I knew.
That's not true. You got a chance here, Bill. For the tie, Bill, first question. What 90s sitcom features a widowed sportscaster who raises his three daughters with assistance from his rock and roll brother-in-law and madcap best friend?
Was this...
I'll give you this show.
No, hang on. Was it in San Francisco?
Yes, it was.
Okay, then it's Full House.
Brilliant!
Some might say gave you a hint there, but you were on the right path there. 1-1 tie. Back to you, Gonzo, for the lead. What 90s sitcom features the Winslow family that deals with various misadventures, many of them caused by their pesky next-door neighbor, ultra-nerd Steve Urkel?
Oh, boy. I remember Urkel.
I remember.
How could you forget
Urkel? I thought
Urkel?
The name of the show was Urkel.
It should have been.
He had the glasses.
He had the...
Oh.
Yeah.
How much time does he get, Jay?
He's got 5 seconds. Five.
Four. I don't have it. Uh-oh. I don't have it.
No,
I got
guess
it
at all?
Yeah, blow that horn, Jake.
Hey, I'll give you the horns.
Yeah, I got a pass. I don't know it.
The show's name is Family Matters.
I wouldn't have got it. I wouldn't have got it. Obviously, Urkel, I did know.
This is for the win to avoid in 0-5
okay,
week,
okay, here we go.
What Gonzo. 80s and 90s sitcom follows the life of Kevin Arnold, recalling growing up in the late 60s and 70s, showing the turbulent social times makes the transition from childhood to adulthood unusually interesting.
I got it, Bill.
Kevin Arnold.
Better have it.
Is the key here.
I can describe this. Winnie was his girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's the Wonder Years.
Oh!
Come on!
Oh.
And you did it without Sip.
He did it. Wow. Oh,
that was a great show.
Not a winless week. Big win, Bill.
Gonzo,
very
thank
nice.
You. And the fact that you live right next to Dinkers is something... That's just incredible. Now, do you ever get up to Lincoln at all, Gonzo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I lived in Lincoln for a year, 93-94, as a matter of
please
fact.
Stop so in and see years. Us. Please stop in. I'd love to get a chance to meet you.
On Breaker Wednesday next week. Yeah, please come up.
Are you any chance you'd be here? If you're back here for Thanksgiving, please stop in next Wednesday. We'd love to meet you.
Super. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank
Go Big Red.
Nice try. Gonzo. Win for Bill. Way to go. What?
It
you were concerned.
While.
You're by yourself when you got the dub today. Well done.
Jake, that was one of your better games. Even if I'd have lost it, I would have said, you know what? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I could do that for a lot. And sometimes the show's names weren't really, didn't stand out a lot.
No.
I'd love to see
Family
70s.
Matters. No,
yeah, Family Matters. That doesn't that name doesn't jump out at me.
No. When we come back, hour three, we got a special guest from Penn State. Zach Seiko is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.